Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Sonnenschein. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
The following shiur is on Mesechta Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara quotes a baskel that calls Nebuchadnezzar ben benoi shel Nimrod harasha. Rashi and Psochim, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Ben, says that it doesn't mean that he was Mamish's grandson. Rather, he was from his descendants. Taisvus and Yevamis, Daf Memches Amud Beis, Dibur Hamaschil Asher, says the same thing. However, Taisvus Bayos says otherwise. Taisvus points out that Nimrod was Ben Cush, but we do not find anywhere that Nebuchadnezzar traces his lineage back to Cush. Rather, he was from the Kazdim. So unlike Rashi and Psochim, and Tosfos and Yevamos, our Tosfos holds that in reality, Nebuchadnezzar and Nimrod were not related at all. Why then does the Baskel call Nebuchadnezzar ben benoi shel Nimrod? Says Tosfos, because Nebuchadnezzar was similar to Nimrod. Nebuchadnezzar, like Nimrod, was the Melech Bavel. The Tosfos Arosh adds that Nebuchadnezzar was Shaleach Yad in Klal Yisrael, in the same way that Nimrod was Shaleach Yad in Avram Avinu. The Turei Even here comments that even if it's true that Nebuchadnezzar and Nimrod were similar, it's still not appropriate to call Nebuchadnezzar the grandson of Nimrod. The Turei Even therefore is Machria like Rashi and Psachim, and Tosfos in Yevamos, that he was his descendant, the Gemara says, ben benoi. And this that Tosfos here asks, that Nimrod was from Cush, the Turei Even suggests that he was his descendant through his mother, and that perhaps his mother was a descendant of Cush. Perhaps we can defend Tosfos from the Ha'orah of the Turei Even, according to what the Chida in his Sefer Pesach Einayim writes b'shem the Arizal. The Chida brings that Nebuchadnezzar was a Gilgal of Nimrod. He explains that this is the deeper meaning of the Lashon HaGemara that Nebuchadnezzar was ben benoi shel Nimrod. In fact, the Ben Yehoyada says that the gematria of Nebuchadnezzar, which is 422, is the same as the gematria of Betzel Nimrod, in the shadow of Nimrod. And we find that not only were they both Sinei Yisrael, who were kings of Bavel, but their midah, their oifen of rishos, was similar. The Marsha points out that Nebuchadnezzar said, Ele al bama seyav, I will go up over the clouds. And Nimrod too tried to go up by building the Migdal Bavel to climb up to Shamayim. Memela, it's possible that if Nimrod was the grandfather of Nebuchadnezzar in the sense that Nebuchadnezzar was a Gilgal of Nimrod, it's possible to say about him, Ben Benoi shel Nimrod Harasha. The next inyan for today's daf is the Gemara that describes the criteria for learning Maisa Merkava. The Mishnah had said that Maisa Merkava can only be taught to a Chacham Umeven Midaitoi. The Gemara brings, Tani Rab Chia, Avol Moisrin Loi Roshei Prakim. Now, the Lashon of Avol, but you can give over Roshei Prakim, is Mashma, that even someone who is not Roy to learn Maisa Merkava, because he is not a Chacham Umeven Midaitai, can still be given Roshei Prakim. However, one who is a Chacham Umeven Midaitai, he can be taught Maisa Merkava Bishlemus without needing to be Makatzer at all. And this is the way that the Marsha understands the Gemara. Based on this, the Marsha explains the Hemshecha Gemara, which permits an Av Bezdin and someone whose Liboy is Doeg Bekirboy to learn Maisa Merkava, that it's talking specifically about Roshei Prakim being taught to someone who's not in the Madrega of Chacham Umeven Midaitai. That even such a person, if he has the maila of Av Bezdin and Libay Dayeg, he can be taught Maisa Merkava. However, it must be Dafka in the Tzura of Rosh Prakim. The Marsha says that this explains the Hemshecha Gemara, that Rabbi Yochanan offered to teach Maisa Merkava to Rabbi Lazar, even though Rabbi Lazar wasn't an Av Bezdin. Zok de Marsha that it doesn't matter. Since Rabbi Lazar was a Chacham Umeven Midaitoi, he was on the level that he didn't even need to be limited by Rosh Prakim. He can learn Maisa Merkava B'Shleimus. He was on that level mentioned in the Mishnah as the one who it's permitted to teach Maisa Merkava to. Now the Rambam clearly didn't learn this way. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Mehilchas Yisaydei Atayra Halacha Yud Aleph, as follows. She'inyin Maisa Merkava, afilu le'echod ein dorshem boy. Ella im kain hayachacham umeven midaitai meisrin loy roshay prakim. That Maisa Merkava can only be taught to a chacham umeven midaitai, and that to this chacham umeven midaitai we give over roshay prakim. This shita of the Rambam is clear also from Perek Beis in Yisaydei Atayra Halacha Yud Beis and in the Pirush HaMishnayis on this Mishnah. This needs a beer. Why does the Rambam not learn, like the Marsha, that Aval Moistrin Le Rosh Prakim is an additional din going on someone who is not a Chacham Umeven Midaitai, and that a Chacham Umeven Midaitai can be taught Maisa Merkava Bishleimus without being Mekatzer? It's possible that according to a Rashi that we learned before and Afyud Aleph Amud Beis, the Pshat couldn't be like the Marsha. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaschil, Elohim kein hayachacham umeven midaitai, that the reason it needs to be a chacham who is meven midaitai is shelo yitztarech lish'ol l'rav k'she yistapek loy, delav oirach ara lifrusha behedya. So that he shouldn't have to ask his sveikas to his Rebbe, because it's not derech eretz to explain these in Yonim openly. Rashi is telling us here that the tzorech for a chacham umeven midaitai is not, as I would have thought, bepashtus, so that these inyonim nizgovim shouldn't be misunderstood. But rather, there's a deeper reason. These sisrei Torah need to be learned in a way that reflects their mahus. They are inyonim nistarim, and they need to be learned with a tzura of Hester. It's not their acheretz, even if perfectly understood, for them to be learned openly. With this understanding, the Mahalach of the Marsha falls away. There is no such a thing as teaching Maisa Merkava Bishleimus at length. And therefore the Rambam learned that even the Chacham Umeven Midaitai must be limited by Rosh Prakim. This idea explains to us the Svara of the Rambam. But we still need to understand how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tani Rabchia, Avol Moisrin Loi Roshe Prakim. This sounds like it's telling us a heter, that despite the limitations, you can still teach Roshe Prakim. It sounds like it's talking about someone to whom it's usher to teach Maisa Merkava, and not to a Chacham Umeven Midaitai to whom it is mutter. Now, B'doichik, we can suggest that the Tani Reb Chiya is going on the Hemshech of the Mishnah that says, Elohim kein hayachacham umeven midaitai, and that on this Reb Chiya is saying, Avol, but, even though it's mutter to teach him, Moisrin lai Rashi Prakim. We must do it by teaching Rashi Prakim. But this Yishuv is difficult. First of all, because we have to be madchik, that even though the Gemara's heading is on the half of the sentence, V'loi b'merkava b'yachid, we have to say it's going on the second half, the Elohim Kain. Also, the Lashon is a bit vague. According to this, it should have said, Aval ein maisrin loy ela Rosh Prakim, that he can only be taught Rosh Prakim. A second possible yishuv is that the Rambam wasn't Geiris Aval in the Gemara. This is a real possibility because Rabbeinu Chananel was not goyris the word avol. He was goyris tani rabchia moisrin loy roshei prokim, which sounds exactly like the shitas harambam. Now that we've discussed the sugya a little, let's focus on the halacha that comes out from this sugya. The Marsha here says that even though our sugya is talking specifically about Maisa Merkava, the hakpada of Chacham Umeven Midaitai applies to the limud of Kabbalah as well. He strongly criticizes those people who spend a lot of time on Kabbalah even when they're young, bringing a raya from our sugya, from Rebbe Lezer, who didn't want to learn Maisa Merkava because he felt he wasn't old enough. And we find this idea in Shulchan Aruch. In Yerideya Simen Reish Mem Vav Sif Dalet, the Ramo writes, "V'ein le'odom le'tayil bepardes." A person shouldn't stroll in the orchard. This stroll in the orchard refers to learning Sisrei Torah, as we'll see in later sugyas. Rak la'achar shemilei kreisai basar v'yayin. Only until after he has filled his stomach with meat and wine. What's meat and wine? Zokt Rama, v'hu leida iser v'heter v'dinei ha-mitzvah. To know iser v'heter and to know halacha. The shachvir and sifkat and vav is mayrich further, setting a geder, that a person shouldn't learn Kabbalah until he is 40, and he has filled himself with Yediyas Hashas. The Shach also warns that the limud of Kabbalah needs Kedusha, Tahara, Zrizus, and Nikiyus. And the Bir Hagro on this sugya is Mitzayin, on this halacha, our sugya, which limits the teaching of this area of Sisrei Torah called Maisa Merkava. And we find many achrayinim that strongly discourage the learning of Kabbalah. The Pischei Tshuva by this halacha brings a fascinating Chavis Yoyer, where he responds to a shaila that grapples with the Tutz Dadim of whether or not to learn Kabbalah. On the one hand, the shayil feels a tremendous cheshek after excelling in the limud of Nigla to learn what he calls the Nishmas HaTorah, to learn Nister. On the other hand, the Shoyal is frightened to learn something that is so carefully guarded by Chazal and only revealed to great Chachamim. The Chavis Yor ultimately says that the Sakana is too great and that Oynes Rachmona Patre. On the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch Harav in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet writes that the Neshama needs to learn Sisrei Torah in order to reach its Tikkun, and that the neshama will be nizgalgel again in this world until it learns every area of Torah which it's shayach to, including Sisrei Torah. He explains that this is the oimik of what Chazal mean when they say, Ashrei mi shebolikan v'talmudei biyodai. Someone who has talmudei biyodai, that he's learned everything that he was supposed to learn, his whole chelek in Torah, is fortunate, because through this he has reached his tikkun. But either way, kulei alma loy pligi, that the first step is a thorough understanding of Torah Hanigla, what Chazal have described as milei kreisai bebasar v'yayin. We move on to the next inyan. Agav the memra of Ravami that the Gemara brings regarding teaching Sisrei Torah, the Gemara brings another memra from Rav Ami regarding teaching Torah. Ve'omar Rav Ami, Ein moisrin divrei Torah la'ovid kechavim. One may not give over divrei Torah to a goy. Shene'emar le'osa chen l'chol goy u'mishpotim bal yida'um. In the Hagoyis of Rav Bitzal Renishberg on the side of our Gemara, he's marim mokim to a tshuvas be'er sheva. The Be'er Sheva discusses the fact that the Paiskim do not mention the Isser to teach a Goy Torah. Even the Rambam, who brings every din in the Gemara, even if it's not Noigeya Bizman Hazeh, omits this din. Why is this din left out of the Paiskim? The Be'er Sheva at the end of the Sefer, in the Chela called Be'er Mayim Chayim Ois Yudalid, says that if he wasn't fearful of his chaverim, he would suggest that the reason that this iser is not mentioned in the Paiskim is because it's taka, not the halacha, and that lehalacha, it is mutter to teach a goy Torah. The Be'er Sheva brings a raya to this idea from a Gemara in Bava Basra in Perek Lo Yachbar. The Mishnah there in Lo Yachbar on Daf Chaf Amud Beis discusses the types of usages of a chatzer that the B'nai HaChatzer either can or can't be moicha. One of the uses that the B'nai HaChatzer cannot be moicha is what the Mishnah calls koil hatinoikos, the sounds of the children. The Gemara there on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph explains that the Mishnah is talking about the sounds of tinoikos shel beis rabban, children learning Torah. That if somebody opens a cheder in a chatzer, the b'nei hachatzer cannot be moicha and say that it's too noisy for them. The Gemara then brings a brisa that says that if one of the b'nei hachatzer wants to become a melame tinoikos, that his neighbor in the chatzer can be moicha and prevent him from pursuing that profession in the chatzer. This seems to be soiser the Gemara that said that when it comes to teaching children, you cannot be moicha. The Gemara answers that this braisa, which says that you can be moicha, is talking about someone who wants to teach tinoikos de akum, goyisha children. For teaching goyisha children, you can be moicha and prevent your neighbor from opening a goyisha elementary school in your chatzer. The Be'er Sheva points out that the Gemara could have said a simpler teretz, that it's talking about Jewish children, and it's talking about teaching them limud dechol. Because the Rishonim, l'mashal the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, and the Nemukei Yosef over there in Layachbar, say that the same din would apply to teaching limud dechol to Jewish children, that one can be moicha, that this should not take place in his chatzer. So why then does the Gemara say that we're talking about teaching goyisha children? Al Kerchach, says the Be'er Sheva, that we're talking about someone who wants to teach Torah to goyisha children. That even though one cannot be moicha in someone who wants to teach Jewish children Torah, one can be moicha if someone wants to teach goyisha children Torah. Zokti Be'er Sheva, that you can see from here a smach, that it's mutter to teach Torah to goyim, which would explain why this iser is not mentioned in the Rambam or in Shulchan Aruch. Now the emes is that the raya that the Be'er Sheva brings is difficult. The mashmos of the Rishonim is that when the Gemara answered that it's talking about teaching tinoikos akum, the kavana is teaching tinoikos akum limudei chayil, and that the Gemara chooses tinoikos akum as opposed to Yiddish children, because Urcha de Milsa Nokat, that Yiddish children go to yeshiva and learn Torah. In fact, interestingly, the Chassam Sofer on that Gemara takes it a step further and learns from the fact that the Gemara chooses Tinoikos Akum as opposed to Tinoikos Yisrael, that the Gemara is teaching us that it's not appropriate to teach Yiddish children anything other than Torah. So if we won't learn like the Be'er Sheva, who hesitantly suggests that it's mutter to teach Torah to a goy, how can we answer his kasha? Why do the Paiskim not bring this iser? I'd like to share with you two possible answers. The first answer can be found in the Igros Moshe, Yeredeyeche Legimel Simen Peites. Rav Moshe Zatzal points out that in addition to the iser to teach a goy Torah, the Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, says that it's osur le'odam sheyilamed avdoi Torah. It's osur for a person to teach his eved Torah. This halacha is a much bigger chiddush, that even though the eved is not a goy mamish, and he's chayiv b'mitzvahs ke'isha, his odain is still osur to teach him Torah. And this halacha, Rav Moshe points out, is brought in the Rambam in Perek Ches Me'ilchas Avodim, Halacha Yud Ches, and in Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simen Reish Samach Zayin, Se'if Ayin Aleph. So, says Rav Moshe, it's no longer necessary for the Rambam and the other Mechabrim to quote this halacha b'noigeya to a goy. I saw another possible answer,
l'chol ha'pachos to explain why the Rambam left out this halacha. In an old copy of the Torah magazine HaPardes from Chodesh Kislev Tov Shin Yud, 1949, in a shtickel Torah written by Reb Shlomo Yitzchak Levine from Minneapolis. But in order to understand his suggestion, we need to speak out the Tosfos here in our sugya. Tosfos asks Akasha, why is it necessary for Rav Ami to learn an Isser, to teach Torah to a goy, from the pasuk of Le'osa Chen L'chol Goy, if it's already Osir because of the Isser of Lifnei Iver Le'sitein Michsho? Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph says that a goy that learns Torah is Chayav Misa. So if it's Osir for the goy to learn Torah, it should be Osir for a Yid to teach him Torah, Mishum Lifnei Iver. Tosfos answers that even though there is an Isser Lifnei Iver to teach a goy Torah, we still need the din of Rav Ami. Because the halacha by Lifnei Iver is that it's only Osir if he is enabling the Avarian to do the Avera, that without him the Avera couldn't be done. This klal is called Trei Avri Dinara, two sides of the river. Because the Gemara says that one who hands Yayin to a Nazir is only over on Lifnei Iver if the Yayin was on the other side of the river, meaning completely out of the reach of the Nazir. And he enabled the Nazir to do the Isser. But if the Nazir would have been able to reach the Yayin on his own, that's not called Lifnei Iver. Memela, says Tosfos, in a case where there is another guy available who can teach this guy Torah, it's not the geder of Trei Avri Dinara, and it would not be Lifnei Iver to teach this guy. So Memela, we need the din of Rav Ami to tell us that even so, it's still Osir because of the pasuk of Le'osa Chein L'chol Goy U'mishpatim Bal Yidoum. Now, the Achronim ask, see the mashal the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, or this day Chemed Ma'areches Vav Klal Chof Vav Ois Hei, that why does the Rambam completely leave out this Tanai of Trei Avri Dinara in the Isser of Lifnei Iver? Some suggest that the Rambam doesn't paskin lahalacha that you need Trei Avri Dinari in order to be over Lifnei Iver. If this is so, that according to the Rambam, even when it's not Trei Avri Dinara, you're still over on Lifnei Iver, then l'das ha-Rambam, l'halacha, there really is no need for the din of Rav Ami. Rav Ami is only needed, according to the Shitas, that Lifnei Iver is limited by Trei Avri Dinara. Memela the Rambam leaves out the din of Rav Ami. Because even without Rav Ami, we always have the Isra of Lifnei Iver if we were to teach Torah to a goy. The Be'er Sheva that we mentioned earlier is Matmiya, that apparently in his time and place there were Rabbonim who were not makbid not to teach Goyim Torah. And it was in order to be Malamit Chus on this Hanhaga that he is Mechadesh the Chiddush that we mentioned earlier, that perhaps this whole din is Shalai Kehilchasa. The Be'er Sheva goes on to make another suggestion to explain why people would possibly be makel about this din. The Oid Nir Ali, the Be'er Sheva says, that Rav Ami only asserted giving over Torah with the taimim v'nimukim v'soidais, with its deep reasons and with its pnimius. And this is mistaver, he adds, because this is what our sugi was really discussing, teaching soidais ha-Torah. Also the lashon of moisrim, giving over, sounds that way, as opposed to Ein Melamdin. Limud can be done in a Shidchiyas Dik, a surface way. But Mesira means giving over the Torah in its Shlemus, in Gansen, with all of its depth and complexity. The Marsha also learns our Gemara this way. And he makes the same diak from the fact that the Gemara picks the word Moisrin, which has a Mashmos of the Inyan in its entirety, including its Taimim and Seidos. The Marsha points out that according to this, we can answer Tosfos' kasha. Taisus had asked what the chiddush of Rav Ami is after teaching a goy Torah is already osur al tzlifnei iver. The Marsha says that we are dealing with two totally different sugyas. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that says that a goy shalomad is chayiv misa is talking about any limud ha-Torah, even on a shidchiyistika level. But the Gemara there says that this level, this iser, does not include the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach, which goyim are able to learn in order to know how to be makayim them. Our Gemara, however, is talking about teaching the seidos v'taimim, and this iser includes everything, even teaching the inyanim of the Zayin mitzvahs themselves. That although it's mutter for the goy to learn in order to know what to do, he's still not allowed to learn the inyan be'oimik. With this idea, we can answer a yesoidus dikakasha on a famous medrash in Parshas v'Zayis HaBracha. The pasuk in Zayis HaBracha, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Beis, says, Hashem mi Sinai bo, v'zorach mi Seir lomoi, hoifia mehar poron. Rashi brings the Chazal that this pasuk is referring to the fact that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ready to give the Torah, he took it around to all the nations of the world to ask if they wanted to receive the Torah. Each nation asked, Maksiv Bei, what is written in this Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered each Ummah with a mitzvah that is the antithesis of their Midah. So to Seir, he said that the Torah says, Lei Sirtzach. Esav responded that how can a nation upon whom it says Al Charbacha Tichye be Makabal a Torah that says Lei Sirtzach? To Yishmael, a similar story occurred, this time with the mitzvah of Lei Sinaf. Now this medrash is a pella. What did it accomplish that Esav and Yishmael were not Makabal the Torah? They're still obligated as B'nai Noyach, who have to be Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach, and two of those seven of the Sheva Mitzvahs are the Isurim of Ritzicha and Arayas. If they're anyway obligated in those Dinim, why shouldn't they be Mekabel the Torah? According to the Yesod of the Marsha and the Be'er Sheva, we can answer this question as follows. From the Marsha and Be'er Sheva we learned that even though goyim are allowed to learn those mitzvahs that they need to know in order to be mekayim, they cannot learn them ba'oimik. They can't learn the seidos. This teaches us an important yesod. The difference between the Kabbalah HaTorah of Yidden and goyim is not just in kamus, in quantity, that Yidden were mekabel 613 and goyim were only chayiv in 7. But there is a tremendous eichus difference. While goyim are obligated to be mekayim the sheva mitzvahs, they are not connected with the inner ratzon and the seidus that connect them to the deeper ratzon Hashem of each mitzvah. When Seir said that he can't accept the Torah because of Lei Sirtzach, he didn't mean that practically he won't be able to kill. This he's anyway obligated in, because it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Seir meant that he can't connect to the Ratzon Pnimi, that Aser is killing, because the Mahus of the Mitzvah is keneged his Mahus. To keep the Mitzvah as a Goy is one thing, but as a Yid, with all of the Oymek that brings along with it, is quite another. As we move on through this Sugya, we find specific references to Inyanim within the Psukim of Maase Merkava. Certainly it is way beyond us to even attempt to have an understanding of these Inyanim, Ramim, V'Nisgavim. And we consider ourselves fortunate for the mere Zchus to just read these drashas of Chazal, which are connected to such deep Sisrei Torah. Rav Huttner Zatzal, in Pachad Yitzchok, Pesach, Maimer Pei Aleph, makes an interesting observation. We've learned that the ideas of Maase Merkava are so secret that only certain individuals are even allowed to learn them. There is one part of Maase Merkava, however, that we do have rishos, perhaps even a chayiv, to try to understand. and that is the word Merkava. After all, Rav Huttner reminds us, the word Merkava is part of a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is not part of Sisrei Torah. A Merkava is a chariot, and the tremendous Seidos of Maisa Merkava are referred to as a description of the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's follow in the footsteps of Rav Huttner to learn this one word of Maisa Merkava, the word Merkava. And perhaps, from the distance, we can have some appreciation of what the Sisrei Torah of Maisa Merkava are about. Just a word of warning. By no means are we going to make any attempt whatsoever to understand any of the Divrei Torah of Maisa Merkava itself. That would be a chutzpah at best. We will merely try to understand the taich of the word Merkava. Perhaps, if we can understand the taich of the word Merkava, we would gain an appreciation of another Maimur Chazal. The Chazal that tells us in Bereishis Rabbah Parsha Mem Zayin that Ha'avos Hein Hein HaMerkava. The Avos, they are the Merkava. Rav Huttner refers us to the words of Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where Rashi tells us that Derech, travel, being on the road, is one of those things which lessens a person's kavod, his shame. When a dignitary is in his own place, when he's at home, his kavod is at its height. He's in his own bias. He's connected to his shayrish. When he travels, however, beyond his own makom and beyond his own roots, his kavod is less. Rashi says that for this reason Avram Avinu needed a special bracha of Va'agad L'Shemecha when he was told to leave home in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha. There is, however, something that allows a person to reclaim some of his missing kavod, even when he is traveling, and that's his merkava, his chariot. The merkava of a dignitary gives him a place of kavod, even when he is in a matzav of miyut kavod, because he is shaloi b'mkoymoi. And memela, Rav Huttner teaches us that a merkava represents a vehicle of restoring kavod when there is a situation of a potential miyut kavod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world with a potential miyut kavod. This miyut kavod is called bechira. Without Bechira, the covet of Hashem would be intact. It would be absolutely impossible for something to take place in the Bria that's Neged Ritzayna Yisbarach. Now, however, that we live in a world of Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyiras Shamayim, that Chutz that allows for Bechira also allows Kaviyachal for things to take place that are against Ratzon Hashem. And there is no greater miyut kavod than that. Rav Huttner explains that somehow, and again, the teichen of this chachma is beyond our hasagas, Maisa Merkava is the chachma that explains how there is a merkava. There is a riboy kavod in the place where there could have been a miyut kavod. And that somehow, even the existence of Bechira does nothing to lessen the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, and Ha'avos Heim Heim HaMerkava. The Avos were the ones who through their Avodas Hashem with their Bechira restored the covet of Hashem even in a world of Chutz, in a world of Bechira, because they're the ones that were margil shem shemayim b'pi all the briyos, and they brought the covet of Hashem and the idea of the existence of Hashem into the world. Let's move on to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, who says that where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu go? He went to conquer the entire world under the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar, so that the nations shouldn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed us to be given over to a lowly, not powerful nation. Tosfos points out that according to this, we can understand the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, that darshans the pasuk in the beginning of Eicha that says, Hayu tzareho l'roish, that its enemies became a roish. And the Gemara says, Kol hameitzar li Yisrael naase roish. Anyone who causes tzar to Yidden becomes a roish. Taisus explains that this is not the result of being a meitzar li Yisrael. Rather, it's a prerequisite to being meitzar li Yisrael. Like our Gemara, when Nebuchadnezzar became great before he conquered Eretz Yisrael, and this is for the purpose of the covet of Klal Yisrael, not for the covet of the meitzar li Yisrael. It's interesting that we find a similar idea in Rashi on the Aseres Hadibros, even within an Ummah itself. The Pasuk says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hoitzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Mibeis Avadim. What does it mean that we were taken out Mibeis Avadim? Zokt Rashi, B'Shem the Medrash, that it's impossible that it means that we were taken out of a house of slaves, because we were not in a house of slaves. We were avodim to the melech and not avodim la'avodim. Therefore, mibeis avodim must mean from the place where we were avodim, but not that the place that we were was a place of avodim. So we see that even within an ummah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us subservient to the melech because of the covet of Klal Yisrael and not to his avodim. The next inyan that we'll discuss today is the member of Rava that contrasts the nevuah of Yeshaya with the nevuah of Yecheskel. Omar Rava, Kol Shara'a Yecheskel Ra'a Yeshaya. Everything that Yecheskel saw, meaning the whole Maisa Merkava, Yeshaya saw as well. Lema Yecheskel Doime, Leben Kfar Shara'a Es HaMelech. Ulema Yeshaya Doime, Leben Krach Shara'a Es HaMelech. What's the nevuah of Yecheskel compared to? To a villager that saw the king. And to what is the nevuah of Yeshaya compared? To a city dweller that saw the king. There's a fascinating machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here, explaining this memra of Rava. Let's begin with Rashi, and then we'll move on to Tosfos. Zokt Rashi, that Yeshaya was loy chosh lefaresh es hakol. He didn't expound on the whole Mara, because he was a ben malachim, a prince, the Godel Bepalten, and he was raised in the palace. And one who lives in the capital city isn't as overwhelmed from the sight of the Melech, and therefore doesn't feel that amazement and doesn't bother talking over his experience in such detail. According to Rashi, it would seem that Rava is responding to the fact that Yeshaya reports his Mara so differently than Yecheskel. While Yecheskel is Mairech in Perek Aleph, with vivid descriptions of what he saw, his description alone takes up 25 psukim, Yeshaya, on the other hand, was very makatzer. Take a look at Yeshaya Perek Vav, where the whole Mara is described in about 3 psukim. Rava therefore explains that Be'emes they saw the same thing. It's just that Yeshaya was more accustomed to being in the palace of the king, so he wasn't as nespoil from the Mara. Masha'enkein Yecheskel, who was less accustomed to such a giloy, and was therefore much more nespoil from it, so he was mairich in his description of the Mara. In Reb Chaim Volozhin's Pirush on Shir HaShirim, he points out another difference between the nevuah of Yecheskel and the nevuah of Yeshaya. Yeshaya Hanavi tells us that he saw Hashem sitting kaviyachal on his kisei, his throne. Yecheskel, on the other hand, Reb Chaim Volozhin points out, makes no mention of seeing Hashem at all. And perhaps we can be moisa for ha'ara, that even the kavod hashchina that Yecheskel sees is in the very last pasuk of his description, where he describes d'mus mare kvod Hashem. But Yeshaya sees Hashem immediately in the very first pasuk of his description, Va'era es Hashem yoshev al kisei rom v'nisa. Mashal amad over doima, Reb Chaim Volozhin says, to a melech who opened up his chatzar for the entire populace. Whoever wants to can come and visit with the melech. The villager hasn't seen the chatzar of the melech, his kavod, and his splendor. So when he arrives, he is immediately awed by the opulence of his surroundings, so much so that he doesn't even notice the melech. The resident of the capital city, on the other hand, is accustomed to all the signs of malchus and all the sights of the melech and the chatzar melech. For him, the chiddush is the closeness to the melech himself. For this reason, Yeshaya, who is nimshal to a ben krach, notes the presence of Hashem immediately. But Yecheskel, who is nimshal to a ben kfar, is so awed and overwhelmed by the environment surrounding the melech that he doesn't see the melech himself, kaviyacho. The Tureyevin doesn't hold that the pshat and the Gemara can possibly be like Rashi. He taines that these nevuas were given Baruch HaKodesh, and that it wasn't up to each Navi to write what he was awed from. So before we move on to Shitas HaTosfos, let's take a few moments to defend Rashi from the Taina of the Tureyevin. The Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis brings an incredible Maisa about the murder of Yeshaya HaNavi at the hands of the Melech Menashe ben Chizkiah. The Gemara brings that Menashe asked Yeshaya several stiros between his nevuah and the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The first of these was from the fact that Yeshaya said that he saw Hashem sitting kaviyachel on his throne, the nevuah that we mentioned earlier, while Moshe Rabbeinu said ki lo yirani ha'odam v'choy, that it's impossible to see Hashem. The Gemara answers, Kol ha'neviim nistaklu ba'aspaklaria she'eino me'ira. U'moshe Rabbeinu nistakel ba'aspaklaria ha'me'ira. All other neviim saw their nevuah with an unclear lens, while Moshe Rabbeinu saw with a clear lens. Zokt Rashi, that being that the neviim saw through an unclear lens, they thought they saw something. Kisvurim lirois. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who saw through a clear lens, he knew that he saw nothing. How can we understand this? What is it that the Nevi'im are seeing, and why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't see it? The Sfarim explain that the Nevi'im experienced Hashem through themselves and through their individual madrega. The Shlo HaKadosh in Meseches Shvuos Ois Kuf Yud shtels to the Gemara in the first parak of Chagiga that describes Aliyah L'Regel as Kederech Shebo Lirois Kach Bo Lirois, that there is a connection with the way one comes to see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the way that he is seen. The Eina Me'ira part of the Aspaklaria is the Navi himself, who sees his nevuah through the frame of reference of himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, was on such a high madrega that he saw without any mechitzos at all. As the Rabbeinu Shel Olam himself told Aaron and Miriam in the end of Parshas Ba'aloischa, Peh el peh adaber boy, umare v'loy bechidos, utmunas Hashem yabit. Now this description of Nevuas Moshe that was said to Miriam and Aaron in response to their criticism of Moshe's decision to separate from his wife can itself lend itself to our discussion. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Pezayin Amud Aleph, says that this decision of Moshe to separate from his wife was one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu did that Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Yodai. As we find that Hashem said to Moshe, at the time that he said that Klal Yisrael should return to their tents, Shuvu lachem le'ohaleichem, which means le'ishtechem, Hashem said to Moshe, Ve'ata, and you, Poi amoid imodi, you should stay with me, meaning that he should stay perpetually in the matzav of precious that existed by Maimed Har Sinai. Frek Tosfos was there in Shabbos, Dibur HaMaschil Ve'ata. How does the Gemara know that Moshe Rabbeinu did it midaitai, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yodai? Perhaps it was a tzivoy from Hashem without Moshe Rabbeinu doing it first midaitai. And for Tosfos, that if so, there would have been no makim for a taina on Moshe if he's listening to a tzivoy from Hashem. So Aaron and Moshe wouldn't have any reason to dispute the decision that Moshe Rabbeinu made. If so, Frek Tosfos, even now that Moshe Rabbeinu did it midaitai, how can there possibly be a taina on Moshe Rabbeinu if we find that Lemaisa hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yodai? And for Tosfos, that Aaron and Miriam felt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only maskim because that was the rotzen of Moshe. And as Chazal teach us in Masechta Makos, B'derech she'odam roitze leilech, moilichin oisai. Aaron and Miriam felt that they too are Nevi'im and they're receiving no such tzivoy to separate from their wives. So if Moshe Rabbeinu received that haskama, it must be because of his own personal ratzon. And this is the criticism that Miriam and Aaron had on Moshe Rabbeinu. And it was to this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded by saying that the nevuah of Moshe is not like the nevuah of other Nevi'im. While by other Nevi'im, the nevuah can be affected by the ratzon of the Navi, Moshe's nevuah cannot. We see once again that aside from the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the nevuah of a Navi is intrinsically connected with the Navi himself. We can find our Yesod also in the Sefer Pri Tzadik, Parshas Matos, Maimer Beis, where Reb Tzadik brings a chazal. Kol ha-Nevi'im nisnabu b'koy omar Hashem. All the Nevi'im, the tzura of their nevuah, was by saying, koy omar Hashem. Moisef aleihem Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was greater than them. She nisnabe b'zeh hadover. Moshe Rabbeinu was nisnabe with the term zeh hadover. This is the thing. Explains Reb Tzadik as follows. Shekol ha-Nevi'im be'es shemekablim nevuasam. All Nevi'im, at the time that they receive their nevuah, ein ha-nevuah mivureres. The nevuah is not crystal clear. Rak yesh la dugma v'shaychus l'tchunas ha-mekabel. Rather, it has a similarity and connection to the midos of the recipient of that nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu, on the other hand, saw with clarity and finality, Zeh HaDavar, this is the Dvar Hashem, without even his own self being chaytzeitz or affecting the nevuah in any way. With this yesod, we can defend Rashi from the Ha'ara of the Turei Evan. That Avada, the Nevuahs of Yeshaya and Yecheskel, were affected by their Matzav and Madrega. And the Nevuah, Hagam that it's Beruach HaKodesh, as the Turei Evan says, can change based on who the Navi is and based on the Matzav of the Navi. Kol Zeh is Shitas Rashi, that the description of Ben Kfar or Ben Krach is a description of the Navi himself. Tosfos learns otherwise. Tosfos says that Yecheskel saw his nevuah shaloi bimkoimai. Tosfos is referring to the fact that Yecheskel saw his mara after he had already been in Golus in Bavel for 5 years. Instead of seeing his nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, Yecheskel starts his nevuah, Perek Aleph Pasuk Aleph, by saying, Va'ani b'soich ha-goyla al Nahar Kivor, I was in the Goyla, on the Kivor River, and Niftechu Hashamayim Vo'er'e Marois Elohim. Tosfos says, and I in Tosfos HaRosh, who's Masber a little more, that if someone who lives near the Melech, a Ben Krach, reports having seen the king, he is believed. There's no reason to doubt his report. However, if someone from an outlying village reports that he saw the king, his listeners have reason to be skeptical. Therefore, Yecheskel, who saw his nevuah as a ben kfar, very distant from Eretz Yisrael, is mayrich with many details of the Maaser Merkava, of the Mara that he saw, so that it should be indisputable that he truly saw this Giloy. From what we've seen, it seems that according to Rashi, Yecheskel is a ben kfar because of a chisorin in his madrega. Yeshaya was a ben krach, he was on a much higher madrega, and Yecheskel was on a ben kfar, and he was on a lower madrega. According to Tosfos, however, it's not about the madrega of the Navi, it's about his makom. Yecheskel is a ben kfar because of his makom. Yeshaya HaNavi received his nevuahs in Eretz Yisrael. Yecheskel HaNavi saw this nevuah in Chutz Loretz. Rabbeinu Avraham Nahor certainly understood Rashi this way. As he writes, Rabbeinu Shloima Mefarish Lepchisos Yecheskel. That Rashi explains that it has to do with the low madrega of Yecheskel, of course, in comparison to the madrega of Yeshaya. And he himself says that the chesaron is not in Yecheskel himself, but in Pchisas Anshe Doiroi, Oy Anshe Mekoimoi, the low madrega of the men of his generation, or the makom where he was. However, the emes is that we can say that Rashi never meant to say that Yecheskel was a ben kfar because of a chesaron in his madrega, but rather he was a ben kfar because he spent years away from the Paltin Shel Melech, away from the palace of the king, away from Eretz Yisrael, and he experienced his nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. Having such a nevuah in Chutz La'aretz is such an extraordinary giloy, and is so shocking, is such a pella, like a ben kfar that sees the melech, that he recounted every detail, as the villager does if he encounters the king. In other words, Yecheskel was a ben kfar because he experienced this nevuah in the darkness of Galus, and therefore the giloy was that much more shocking, that much more astonishing, and therefore every detail was more newsworthy, and he recounted every detail of his mara. Masha'enke and Yeshaya was like a ben krach. He saw his nevuah in Eretz Yisrael. Over there, seeing such a giloy is not as astonishing, and therefore he took it more in stride and explained it in less detail. Reb Tzadik, in Pri Tzadik, Sukkos, Maimer Yudches, says that the nevuah of Yecheskel was extraordinary, dafka because he saw this nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. In fact, he brings that even when they went down to Bavel, and they were all crying, Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bachinu, Yecheskel went besimcha, because he felt the presence of Hashem even in Galus. In fact, according to Reb Tzadok, the whole purpose of his seeing this nevuah was so that Klal Yisrael should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them even in Galus. The Gra on Megillas Esther, Perek Aleph Pasuk Beis, also expresses the enormous chiddush of seeing this giloy in Chutz La'aretz. He says that this was also the nekuda of the greatness of the Nes Purim in the days of Mordechai ve'Esther, because they experienced the unusual hashgacha of the Nes of Purim even in Chutz La'aretz. He says that that makes it even greater than the Nes Chanukah, even though the Nes Chanukah was Shaloi Kederech HaTeva, that the menorah lit for 8 days, but that was the Nes that happened in Eretz Yisrael. Masha'enkein, the Nes Purim is an extraordinary chiddush because it happened in Chutz La'aretz. He brings a mashal to a melech that had a ben yochid who he loved very much. His ben yochid rebelled and was banished from the malchus. The son thought that his father had abandoned him and forgot all about him. But in reality, the father, because of his love for his son, sent his avodim to watch over him in secret. The son had no idea that he was being watched by the Avdei HaMelech. But when a sakana presented itself, and a wild animal threatened to attack the life of the prince, and it looked like the prince was in danger, Suddenly the Avodim stepped out of the shadows and saved him. Then the son chapped that his father was with him, even in Golos, that his father had not abandoned him and still loved him despite the fact that he sent him away. This caused the son to do a tremendous tshuva and eventually to be invited back home. The same thing happened by the Nes Purim, the Gra says. After Klal Yisrael saw the Nes, they realized that they were really not alone in Golos, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching them and with them, and that they had never been stam sent away. And this caused them to do a tremendous tshuva, as we know, Hodar Kibluha Bimei HaChashverosh. Zok de Gra, that the same thing is true by the Mara of Yecheskel, that when Klal Yisrael found out that Yecheskel had such a giloy in Chutz La'aretz, they realized that although they are in Golos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had come down to Golos with them. Our next inyan is the Gemara which discusses the four faces that were chakuk, engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. The Gemara brings the pasuk which says that on the left side was the shor, upnei shor mehasamoil. The Gemara says that Yecheskel Hanavi asked the Rabbanu Shalom to replace the shor because it was reminiscent of the eagle, and the eagle is a kategor. The Gemara tells us that the shor was replaced for the face of a kruv, for the face of a child. Let's discuss for a moment the placement of the shor specifically on the tzad smile. Now it's important to know that each direction, like yumin and smile, or achar vokedem, refers to specific directions also in the standard directions of mizrach, mairiv, tzafain, and daroim. Smile refers to the direction of tzafain, north. See Rashi in Iyov, Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Tes, which says this specifically, and the Psukim over there in Iyov, Perek Chav Gimel, which clarify this more. Now, Tzafain is a place of Midas Hadin. As the Pasuk tells us, Mitzafain Tipasach Hara, the Pasuk in the beginning of Yirmiyah. And the Ramban in Parshas Kisisa, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph, explains that even though the Pashtus is that the Ra that's coming from Tzafain is referring to Nebuchadnezzar who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, because Bavel was B'Tzafain, a deeper understanding is that all the harshness of Midas HaDin comes into the world from the Tzafain. This is Mefurish in Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar Paragimel, that Misham Ra'a Yoytzes La'olam, from the Tzad Smoil, that's where Ra comes into the world. In fact, the fact that it's connected to the Tzad Smoil, that the Psukim in Yecheskel describe it as being on the left side, also indicates that it's Shayach to Midas HaDin. Because in Torah terminology, Yamin, the right side, is a source of Chesed, and Smoil, the left side, a source of Din. An example of this would be the Lashon of Chazal and Saita, that La'olam Yehei Smoil Doiche V'Yamin Mekarev, the Smoil should push away, that's a function of Din, and the Yamin should be Mekarev, that's a function of Chesed. Now the Pasuk tells us that there was a shor on the Tzad Smoil, which is the Tzafain. The Ramban in Kisisa that we mentioned earlier tells us that it was for this reason that Aaron chose an egel to make when the Eir of Rav demanded, Kum Aseilonu Elohim. The Ramban says that the Midbar is a severe place of din, of churban and shmama, destruction and desolation. So Aaron felt that a shor would be an appropriate shmira. Where did he know this? He knew this because that's the way it is by the Kisei HaKavod, that the Tzad Smoil has a shor. Incidentally, it's not a kasha where Aaron would have seen the Kisei HaKavod, because Chazal tell us that Ra'a Soshifcha al Hayom, Mashalei Ra'a Yecheskel Ben Buzi, that all of Klal Yisrael, even the Shifchais, saw the Maisa Merkava by Kriyas Yamsuf. So when our Gemara says that Yecheskel was Mevakesh, that the shor be changed because Ein Kateger Nasas Anegar, it's not just that the shor is a reminder of the Egel, but even more so, this shor is the very shor that inspired the choice of animal for the Egel. We'll end this shir with a Ha'ara Nifla. Ayin Marsha, who explains that the kruv, the child, that replaced the egel, was the tzura of Yitzchak Avinu. According to what we explained, it's incredible that although the shor, which represents Midas Hadin, had to be changed, it was replaced with Yitzchak. And Yitzchak, as we know, was the Av of Yira, the Av of Midas Hadin.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.